What's in the news? A doctor's take on Watson.
I had watched it play Jeopardy.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. IBM's Watson computer did open a lot of eyes, winning on Jeopardy 5 years ago.
Now we come to Watson. We're looking for Bram Stoker. Who is Bram Stoker?
Watson has since made a mark in medicine. In 2013, IBM deployed Watson's software to make key decisions in lung cancer treatment for a health insurer. Some in the health community weren't sure what to make of it.
I was very skeptical. This is what we need, the Jeopardy-playing computer. That's going to solve everything.
Dr. Ned Sharpless at the University of North Carolina's Cancer Center.
Cancer's tough business. There's a lot of false prophets and false promises. So I'm skeptical of sort of almost any new idea in cancer. I just didn't really understand what it would do.
What Watson's AI technology can do is devour thousands of pages of research that comes out daily, and it's doing it now for 20 cancer centers.
You know, they taught Watson to read medical literature, essentially, in about a week.
Sharpless told Charlie Rose for 60 Minutes it does what people can't.
Then Watson read 25 million papers in about another week. Then it also scanned the web for clinical trials open at other centers. And all of a sudden, we had this complete list that was sort of everything one needed to know.
And it's led doctors to come up with new treatment options for cancer patients who've already failed with standard therapy. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.